You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba with a special on California's high-speed rail. So far, we've heard about the segment between Fresno and San Jose. But that's not the end of the line. By the year 2029, high-speed trains are projected to come all the way to downtown San Francisco. We've heard about the conflicts that come up when you send a train through fields of corn nuts, so you can imagine how hard it is to send a high-speed train through a heavily developed urban area. We asked KLW's transportation reporter, Eli Wertschafter, to take public transportation from San Jose to San Francisco to find out how high-speed rail could affect that busy route.
If you look at the proposed map of California high-speed rail, you'll see a blue dot in the South Bay. And on that dot, it says San Jose Diridon Station. That's where I am right now. And I'm talking to the man whose name is on that dot.
My name is Rod Diridon, Sr., and we're in the foyer area of the San Jose Diridon Station.
I rode here on Caltrain, the commuter rail line for the peninsula. Diridon Station is an old-fashioned rail depot. It's kind of small. No offense to Rod Diridon.
And so, Diridon Station, how do you get a train station named after yourself? Can I get one, Wertschafter Station?
Well, what you have to do is get old first.
Okay, noted. Rod Diridon spent two decades as a Santa Clara County supervisor, and he's pushed for high-speed rail statewide since the 1980s. He was even on the board of the High-Speed Rail Authority throughout the 2000s. He helped draw the plans for high-speed rail. And the station named after him, San Jose Diridon Station, plays a big role in those plans. By 2025, you could take BART here, or you could commute here on high-speed rail from Fresno.
More likely, the commuters are going to be going on Caltrain.
That's because high-speed rail would travel along the exact same route as Caltrain. Riding high-speed rail would almost certainly be more expensive than Caltrain, though they haven't set final ticket prices, and would only be a little faster, maybe 45 minutes versus an hour from downtown to downtown.
Kind of like a very, very first-class Caltrain between San Francisco and San Jose.
The High-Speed Rail Authority had originally planned to build their own tracks next to Caltrain, but now the two systems plan to use the same set of tracks. There will be passing tracks here and there so that the faster trains can get ahead.
By staying within the Caltrain right-of-way and not acquiring a lot more land, the cost of the system is dropped by many billions of dollars.
$13 billion, according to the High-Speed Rail Authority. The Caltrain tracks need to be electrified to be used by the bullet train. So the High-Speed Rail Authority agreed to pay Caltrain almost $1 billion to help do that. Caltrain likes the deal because it's a big upgrade for their system, which right now runs on diesel.
The electrically powered trains, which stop and start much more rapidly and much more surely than the diesel trains, will allow you to put many more trains on the tracks.
Not everyone supports this deal, though. Opponents of high-speed rail have sued, saying that the money voters approved for high-speed rail can't be used for Caltrain. And some residents on the peninsula say that sharing tracks will hurt Caltrain in the long run. I get back on board Caltrain to meet one of those skeptics in Palo Alto. Daily ridership on Caltrain has doubled in the past decade. As highway traffic on the peninsula gets worse and worse, a lot of locals want to see Caltrain thrive. And one of them is Elizabeth Alexis. I meet her at the Caltrain station in Palo Alto.
You voted for high-speed rail, right?
Yeah, I voted for it. I mean, I try and be a responsible voter. I went online to the website. I looked around at the plans. I like trains. I think trains are good.
But when she learned about what the project meant for Palo Alto and other nearby cities, she felt she had to speak up. In 2009, she founded a citizens watchdog group called Californians Advocating Responsible Rail Design.
So I saw pluses and minuses, but I think the biggest concern was that it was, the process was just complete chaos.
She objects to many parts of the high-speed rail plan. She says sharing tracks will limit Caltrain's capacity to grow.
I mean, this is the thing that has unbelievable potential, and you're just cutting off all those possibilities.
Officials from both Caltrain and high-speed rail say they can share their tracks just fine. But the two systems will have to compromise with each other to work out schedules, and sharing tracks limits how much each system can grow in the future. Alexis thinks Caltrain is getting a raw deal.
It's willing to sell its future for a little money today from high-speed rail.
In 2008, voters approved a high-speed rail system that would travel between LA and downtown San Francisco. The final destination there, the Transbay Transit Center, is under construction now. I want to get there, so from the Palo Alto station, I hop back on Caltrain. But Caltrain ends about a mile short of downtown San Francisco. So I have to get off at the last Caltrain stop near AT&T Park. I transfer to the Muni N line.
This is going downtown?
And get off at the Embarcadero. On the street, I dodge the usual mix of pedestrians and people with clipboards.
Hi, can't stop, I'm working on a radio story.
And I walk to Mission and Beale, the site of the future Transbay Transit Center. It would have been nice to get all the way here by high-speed rail, or even on Caltrain. Jerry Coffin agrees.
San Francisco is becoming like Manhattan in density. It's got the transit system of Cincinnati.
Coffin worked as an engineer and planner on a bunch of San Francisco transit projects, including this one. Now he's mostly retired to being an irascible transit advocate. He co-founded the group Save Muni, and he wants to see the transit center completed.
That is going to be one of the most powerful connections of transit in the country. It's right up there with Grand Central Station. That's the only one that's truly comparable to this one.
In case you're confused, the Transbay Transit Center is not the Central Subway, which will bring Muni Light Rail to Chinatown. The Transit Center is meant to be a hub for 11 different transit systems to come together. Right now, the Transit Center is under construction, and it looks kind of like a giant parking garage, 3 blocks long and 3 stories high.
When this opens up, the buses are going to be coming in from the other end on their own ramp right off that bridge.
That part, the bus terminal, will open up later this year, but it will be sitting on top of a cavernous, incomplete construction site.
It is huge. You got one big hole down there.
Underground is supposed to be a train station. There's room for Caltrain and high-speed rail. But that part of the transit center has fallen behind schedule. It won't be done until at least 2025.
And it is empty, and it is bleak, and it's almost sad to see it down there waiting.
San Franciscans voted to extend Caltrain downtown 15 years ago, but it still hasn't happened. Coffin says that none of the last three mayors have made a priority out of finishing the job.
And if a city's ever going to evolve, you have to at some point stop and say, okay, we're going to do this, and then do it. Not sit and plan it and replan it. Every new generation of eager young planners comes along and wants to change what was there before. That doesn't make any sense.
He says there are two main obstacles to completing the extension. One is that the San Francisco Planning Commission is considering moving Caltrain's 4th Street station, the current last stop, a few blocks closer to the shore of the bay, nearer to the site of the new Warriors Stadium. Coffin blames Mayor Ed Lee.
And he apparently wants to have his legacy be the fact that he's the mayor that brought in a basketball arena. I think if I were the mayor, I'd want the Caltrain extension to be my legacy, because that's 1,000 times more beneficial to San Francisco than some basketball arena would be.
The city hasn't yet released estimates of how much it would cost to redirect the rail line. But Coffin figures it would be at least $6 billion, more than doubling the cost of the downtown extension project. And then there's the Millennium Tower.
That one, right there.
That's it, the famous Leaning Tower of San Francisco.
It's the famous Leaning Tower. Can't see it yet, but I'm not sure what would happen even in a moderate earthquake.
The Millennium Tower is a 58-story luxury condo building right next to the Transit Center site. The foundation was built into landfill and sand. It's sinking, and it's tilting over 2 inches at the base.
Which way is it leaning?
That way, away from this.
Okay, away from the Transit Center. That's good to know.
Yeah, you want to stay on this side.
Okay.
The builders of the Millennium Tower say the construction at the Transit Center has weakened the land under the tower. The builders of the Transit Center deny this. Meanwhile, a group of residents living in the tower have sued both the tower and the Transit Center. All this finger-pointing sets back the rail extension that Coffin wants.
With or without high-speed rail, the Caltrain extension is incredibly important to San Francisco as well as to the peninsula. And for that reason, that alone is enough to justify extending this. High-speed rail is icing on the cake.
In his State of the State speech, Governor Brown promised to defy President Trump on immigration and the environment.
California is not turning back, not now, not ever.
But he said if he and the president could find common ground on anything, it would be building transportation infrastructure.
And this, we can all work together, here in Sacramento and also in Washington as well. We have roads, we have tunnels, we have railroads, and even a dam that the president could help us with.
High-speed rail will need the help. Along with private and state investment, they're counting on getting more federal grants to complete the rail line from L.A. to San Francisco. Of the estimated $64 billion it will cost, they've only found funding for about a third of that. In San Francisco, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.